Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever felt like you were down for the count, about to be declared the loser in the game of life? We want to assure you that regardless of your circumstances, you're not out for the count, but you're resilient and supernatural manifestation is headed your way.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural manifestation.
That's right.
Is headed your way.
In Luke 13, verses 10 and 11. Luke 13, verses 10 and 11 in the Classic Amplified says, "Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman there who for 18 years had had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. This woman has suffered for 18 years.
You know, and honey, there's no doubt the enemy had come to steal her hope, kill her dreams, and destroy her faith.
That's right.
But it didn't work. I'm confident the enemy was laughing at this woman, encouraging her to denounce her faith in God and his word. When the enemy discovered this woman was about to meet Jesus in the synagogue, I know he must have gotten nervous, perhaps even nauseous.
In Luke 13:12, in the New Living Translation, it goes on to say, "When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, 'Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness.'" Whoa!
Hallelujah. This woman wasn't in the temple by accident. She was there for a divine appointment. In the midst of her pain, the previous 18 years, this woman was expectant.
Luke 13:13, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, goes on to say, "Then he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praised God."
One touch from Jesus changed her life forever. One touch from Jesus straightened her back. One touch from Jesus put all the pain and embarrassment of the past in the rearview mirror. One touch from Jesus raised her above what had been her circumstances. Regardless, hear us, please. Regardless of how long you've been dealing with a situation, whether it's spiritual, financial, physical, or mental, one touch from Jesus changes everything in your life.
Hallelujah.
As we seek that touch from Jesus, I think it's important for us to look at the sequence of what happened in this story. Here are seven reasons, well, that you may be down, but you're not out, and you're definitely coming up. Number one, the woman still had faith. Even through 18 years of pain and probable humiliation in her condition, the woman had faith. Faith that her condition could be changed. I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, and I'm not planning on making that trip anytime soon, I want to talk to this woman. It'd be easy for her to throw in the towel. It would have been, but she didn't. She had faith in what she believed was going to happen. Proverbs 24:10. "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." One translation says, "If you faint, why much to you in the first place?"
That's right. that's right.
In fact, that's the Message Bible translation of Proverbs 24:10. Regardless of the adversity that we face, we must never grow faint in well-doing. Galatians 6:9, Classic Amplified. "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint." Jesus even recognized the faith of the woman. Listen to how he referred to her in Luke 13:16. Luke 13:16, which says, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? If the enemy has had you bound, hold fast to your confession of faith, your miracle," hallelujah, "your miracle is on the way."
Number two, the woman came to the right source at the right place and at the right time. You notice she wasn't staying at home because of her condition. She was in the temple. No doubt this woman had spent a lot of shekels or money with doctors trying to find a cure for her disease. But there came a defining moment in her life when she was extending her faith toward the source of healing virtue. When we move in God's timing, things begin to change. And then they can change in an instant, just as they did for this woman. Jesus wouldn't have done what the doctor wouldn't have done what the doctors couldn't do had this woman not been in the right place at the right time. In our daily lives, we need to remember and make sure we're positioning ourselves for victory. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 in the Classic Amplified says, "Recalling unceasingly before God our Father your work energized by faith and service, motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." Truly, this woman was energized by faith when she went to the temple for a divine encounter with Jesus, even though she didn't know it was coming. She came looking for something. And truthfully, it's almost impossible for us to read 1 Thessalonians 1:3 without reading 1 Thessalonians 1:4. But this I'm going to read in the Message Bible. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. This woman who had suffered 18 years was memorialized in prayer. Truly, God had his hand on her for something special. But every person hearing our voice this morning must know that God has his hands on us for something special as well. And we could personalize this verse. It's a great one to personalize.
Yes, it is, honey. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves Maya very much, but he also put his hand on her for something special. When the message we preach came to Ray, it wasn't just words. Something happened in him. The Holy Spirit put steel in Ray's convictions. So make no mistake about it. God has placed his hands on you. Everybody hearing our voice, on you for something special as well.
Amen.
Number three, Jesus saw this woman. If you're normal, I have a revelation for you. You probably are. You wondered in the past if anybody knew or cared about what you were going through. Never allow the enemy to make you question God's knowledge of what's happening with you. Psalm 40:17, Living Bible. "I am poor and weak, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now."
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, you are my helper. You are my Savior. Come quickly and save me. Please don't delay. Love that scripture. See, our great God, Jehovah, make no doubt about it. Have no doubt about it. He's thinking about you right now at this very moment. He sees every tear, hears every laugh, every cry of anguish, every dream, every sigh of loneliness, every pain you felt, every hope for the future. God sees each of us, regardless of our circumstances. Not only God sees, well, he sees what you're going through. He's right there for you, 24/7. Jeremiah 33:3.
Hallelujah.
33:3, Classic Amplified. "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of, and understand. Now, if that didn't make you shout, you're going to really shout when we read you Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. Jeremiah 29, 11 is most popular. But listen to verses 12 through 14, Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me. You will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number four, the woman listened for Jesus' voice. Can you imagine, think about this, how this woman felt when Jesus called her over? In that moment, she must have really known that there was hope right there, right now. There are times in our lives when Jesus calls to us with a scriptural insight, a new direction, a correction, or a redirection, but we need to be listening for his voice. The woman was definitely listening because she responded. In John 8, verse 47, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, whoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the voice of God. There is the reason that you do not listen to those words to me. This is the reason. Let me say it that way. This is what Scripture says. This is the reason that you do not listen to those words to me, because you do not belong to God and are not of God or in harmony with him. The point being, when we listen to the voice of God, we will find hope, peace, and joy. And as the Scripture says, I will release you from captivity.
But that's when we have to do what John 8:47 says. And know that he'll do that for us.
Amen.
We know that some of you hearing our voice each day, that you're going through really difficult times. But we want you to know, not we. God wants you to know. You're not alone. He's right there for you. An ever-present help in time of trouble. When we do what the Word says do, then when we seek him, we'll find him. When we call to him, he'll answer us. It's just that simple.
And it's not based on how we feel, because he is always there, even when we don't, quote, feel him.
Absolutely. Well, we're not going to finish this today. We'll pick up here on tomorrow's call. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30, music starts at 8:30.
I was going to say.
At 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.